Ian McKellen is the first actor to perform Shakespeare's Richard III on screen since Laurence Olivier 40 years ago. McKellen adapted the play with director Richard Loncrane. It's set in pre-war fascist Europe. Guest critic Steve Weinberg has a review.
The new film of Shakespeare's Richard III is updated to the 30s and features Ian McKellen as a fascist Richard. And for the first 10 or 15 minutes, you're likely to be wowed by the cleverness of the conception. A tank crashes through the wall of a royal suite. McKellen steps out in an oxygen mask and machine guns some prince or other. Richard's "Now is the winter of our discontent" speech is delivered at a microphone, at the height of a grand ball celebrating the supposed end of civil war.
"Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York." "And all the clouds that lowered upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean buried."
Lady Anne, played by Kristin Scott Thomas, whose husband is the latest casualty of Richard's lust for the throne, claims the body in a hospital morgue. That's the setting for her exchange with Richard, perhaps the most famous in the play, where he convinces her that he murdered only for the sake of her love. The director, Richard Loncrane, working off a stage version by Richard Eyre, which also starred McKellen, has a big bag full of tricks. But that's all they are. This must be the most self-conscious Shakespeare film ever made. We're cued to applaud the ingeniousness of the direction at every turn. Orson Welles did some flamboyant things in his Shakespeare movies, and the transformations in Olivier's Henry V, which began on the stage of the Globe, were far from understated. When you watch these movies, though, you feel that the plays themselves matter to the directors. Shakespeare is practically irrelevant to this Richard III. It's not the updating I quarrel with. Shakespeare is rarely performed in Renaissance dress. But the Loncrane McKellen Richard seems to be focused on the unlikely link between the physical trademarks of the fascist era, which are presented in nearly naturalistic detail, and the formal verse. It doesn't take long to notice that almost none of the equations Loncrane draws between the text and the setting is dramatically very interesting. For instance, he gives Anne a drug habit. Didn't Peter Sellers already try this in Don Giovanni? And he makes such a big deal out of this invented hybrid style that you stay distanced from the world the movie wants to create. McKellen manipulates the verse deftly, but his performance isn't a take on Richard. It's grounded in theatricality, not the script. He's surrounded by a high-profile supporting cast, mostly Brits with a few Americans tossed in. But neither Annette Bening as Queen Elizabeth nor Robert Downey as her brother Rivers shows any confidence with the language. It's especially depressing to watch Downey, an amazing physical clown, swimming hopelessly against the tide. The only performances I enjoyed are given by the impeccable Jim Broadbent as Richard's cohort Buckingham, and by Maggie Smith in a severely truncated version of the role of old Margaret, the Queen Mother. Except for their contributions, the movie's a game, a conceit, and not amusing for very long.
Steve Weinberg writes for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at College of the Holy Cross.